ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः So, we have covered three different chapters. And I'm sure all those three chapters you've covered are very important chapters. And every chapter helped us in enhancing our clarity. Now, even if you do not remember now, it's important for us to remember the entire teaching of Panchadashi, because if you have Panchadashi thoroughly in your head, I tell you, you have the all subtle vision, all the methods unfold in the Shastram you have with you. It's a complete, big, huge, amazing package. Anyway, we will do that definitely. But today, this is the fourth chapter which we are going to begin, has this topic, you know, Dvaita Viveka Prakaranam. So, Chaturthodhyayaha, the fourth chapter has this topic. What is that? You know, analysis of Dvaita. So, Dvaita Vivekaha, discriminative understanding of duality, dvaitam. Because understanding of what is dvaitam properly is also important to understand what is advaitam. So advaitam, we do not simply understand advaitam. In fact, proper understanding of advaitam is an understanding what dvaitam is. So the clear understanding of duality will help us have much clear understanding of non-dual, non-duality, non-dual reality, non-duality of the reality. Because why should we understand what is non-dual? Because understanding of the non-duality of the reality, you know, is very important for us to understand the impermanence of the duality, and even this Jiva Ishvara Bheda, and also understand the limitations centered on I. All the limitations, all the problems centered on I have to be resolved. That is where our moksha is. Therefore, Dvaita Viveka is also important. Okay. And this See, usually no other text discusses Dvaitam generally. And Vidyarana Swami is a very unique teacher that he discusses this duality, which itself is the proof for his being an amazingly creative acharya. Usually, only Advaitam is analyzed in the Vedanta Shastra. Now, Dvaita, the duality, is not paid attention. It's not analyzed much. But Vidyarana Swami makes it a point to present one full chapter exclusively for analyzing duality. Therefore, at the same time, Vidyarana Swami does not fail, in bringing out, in bringing to light all the subtle facts, discussed in, presented in other texts on Vedanta Shastra. That is, see, how Ishwaraha, the Lord, is beginningless. At the same time, how the cause of the universe is Ishwara. And even though the Lord Bhagavan is presented as Jagat Karanam, Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam of the universe, still, and here, Vidyarana Swami establishes this fact, even though Bhagavan is the cause of universe, still there is no cause or is no effect. What is only Ishwaraha. He also brings this fact to our Vishnu. And second thing, it's not denied. Existence of Jiva is not denied. Jivaha also is a beginningless entity. And this Jiva, being beginningless, even though associated with, endowed with the threefold bodies, the five layers of personality, as Thula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, or Annamayadi Vijnanam, Vijnanamayanta, even five koshas, still, this Jiva, even though Jiva is there as an individual, living the life, endowed with all three bodies, still this Jiva also essentially is not created. Jiva has no beginning at all. Okay, this also Vidyarana Swami carefully presents all these facts. So without distorting, without deviating from the facts presented in other texts, he also, but at the same time, he also analyzes what is not analyzed elsewhere. Now, it is very important to understand the duality, the very beginning itself. It'd be better if we remember what it means by saying causal body. What is Karana Shariram? It'd be nice if you can remember the definition of Karana Shariram. Remember the definition of Karana Shariram presented in our Tattva Bodha. Anirvachyam. Anadi avidya rupam. Sharira dvayasya karana matram. Sat sarupa jnanam. Nirvikalpaka rupam. yad asti tat karana shariram is the definition of karana shariram. You know what is karana shariram? Karana shariram is causal body. We can, one word we can say avidya. Avidya is karana shariram. Ignorance is karana shariram. Causal body. And what is the definition? Prasannidhi Tattva Bodha. Anirvachyam. First thing is anirvachyam. Anirvachyam means what? See, nirvachyam means, you remember this. Nirvachyam means definable. That which can be defined specifically is said to be nirvachyam. Anirvachyam means non-definable. That which cannot be defined. Anirvachyam. See, definition is what? We are defining avidya, and in presenting a definition of avidya, we say avidya is anirvachyam. Okay. The definition of, what is definition? Non-definable, you know, it's non-definable, that is the definition of avidya. Okay. Anirvachyam. And then anadi. Anadi. So, this causal body, karna shariram is, causal body is non-definable, which means you cannot say it is not there at all. At the same time, you cannot say it is really there. Which means it is neither satyam nor tucham. It is non-definable. You cannot say it is non-existent totally, nor can you say it is permanently existent. Therefore, what is it now? That is why it's non-definable, anirvachyam, that which cannot be taken to be real, that which cannot be said to be unreal also. Therefore, it is anirvachyam. And this one, anadi. Anadi, you have now beginningless. Avidya also has this, karana shariram also has no beginning, anadi. At the same time, what is karana shariram? Avidya rupam. What is the form of causal shariram? In what form does this causal body obtain? Because body means immediately we think of something gross only. In what form does causal body obtain? In what rupam does it obtain? Avidya rupam. There is no causal body or anything other than avidya. So causal body is in the form of ignorance only. So avidya rupam. So, anirvachyam, anadi, avidya rupam. So, causal body is non-definable, which is beginningless, and which is in the form of ignorance. And it is this avidya, what? No, sharira dvayasya karana matram. Now, sthula sharirasya, sukshma sharirasya. No, it is the cause of assuming the causal grass body and being endowed with subtle body. Why do we have something called mind? Why do we have something called pranas? Why do we have sense organs? Why do we have sukshma physiological functions? Why you have this physical body? We assume physical body. We have this abode of enjoyment and instruments of enjoyment. We have this because caused by this avidya rupam. Karana shariram is causal body obtaining in the form of ignorance, which is beginningless and non-definable, is the cause for this having these two bodies. Sthula sukshma karana sharira yoho karanam karana rupam sharira dvayasya karana matram karana matram. Then sat swarupa jnanam, you know, satsvarupa jnanam. And what is the essential nature of this ignorance? You look at this. And this karana shariram, obtaining in the form of ignorance, also has its truth. What is the truth of ajnanam? What is swarupam of ajnanam? Satsvarupa jnanam. Isn't it? the truth of ignorance, avidya, essential nature of ajnanam is pure existence, consciousness, reality. Avidya has its truth. Okay, sat swarupa jnanam, which means it's inseparably associated with the jnanam. Isn't it? Jnanam. Then, nirvikalpaka rupam yadasti. Tatkarana shariram. That which is the causal body. Therefore, I explained to you many times before why it's called Karana Shariram. As long as Ajnanam is not understood, what Ajnanam is, Ajnanam cannot be resolved. As long as it is not resolved, there will be mind and there will be assumption of Sukshma Stola Shariram's. That is why the Avidya is the Karanam. Then, we'll understand very much clearer later on. So, and this Karanam, it is this causal body, which is inseparable from consciousness, alone consciousness, and this consciousness associated with this causal body alone is given the title Jivaha. And this Jiva is also what? Anadi. Okay, so causal body obtaining in the form of ajnanam is beginningless, and a consciousness associated with this beginningless ignorance also, of course, is anadi, beginningless. Therefore, it is said here, we talk about all our past punya papams, all our unexhausted results of actions in terms of punya papams, you know, and we say what? We have beginningless, from time immemorial, we have been accumulating punya papas as results of unexhausted results of actions performed in many countless births before, and all those previously performed actions, unexhausted results alone get the name Sanchita Karma. And that Sanchita Karma, where is it now? Where is Sanchita Karma? All our Sanchita Karma in the Punya Papas, accumulated, unexhausted results of actions in terms of Punya Papams, all Punya Papani, all of them are actually, actually kept, accumulated, and it's stored, preserved in our causal body only. So, the storehouse of Sanchita Karma is Ajnanam, that is Karana Shariram. Storehouse of our Sanchita Karma is the Karana Shariram. That is why we can say it is where do we have our balance? The huge balance of Punya Papa, we have our account maintenance is only in the form of in our Ajnanam. And when we say a portion of Sanchita Karma, which is prepared, ready for exhaustion, which is to be exhausted in the present life, which is said to be prarabdha karma phalam. Prarabdha karma phalam, which has to be exhausted in present life. Present life. Now, of course, the very life which are living now, parabdha karma, is now exhausted while living this life. the very life, our birth, our death, and in between what we go through, in between birth and death, is all already part of the karma. Today you had water, this morning you had breakfast, you could eat, you could digest, you had something to eat, you are not hungry, actually every small thing. Now, what you do it as a routine, you may not think about it. If you think, it's all part of the karma phalam. If you know, if you had bad karma, you would have been very hungry, wouldn't have had food. You good karma is what? You could feel hungry, you could eat, and you had something to eat. That is punya karma. Now, if you see, at least you keep on moving. That things keep going. Keeps you going. It's all punyam. A part of the karma phala punyam. Part of the punya karma phalam alone. Now you are able to sit and listen without being disturbed by hunger or thirst. Anyway, so what you are going through now is the part of the karma phalam, which is actually a portion of sanchitam, which is being exhausted while living this present life. Now, while living this present life, while exhausting the power of the karma, we accumulated and we are still accumulating the results of actions of present actions, which is going to come in future as agami karma phalam. Okay, therefore, agami karma phalam also will be joining sanchita karma phalam. As sanchita, again agami also will remain in ajnanam, which is our storehouse. Therefore, now, we understand, therefore, jivaha is beginningless. And if jiva is beginningless, the jivatvam, the status of being the jiva, is also beginningless. And the jivatvam being beginningless, and ajnanam is beginningless, jiva's status is beginningless, therefore, punya karmas are beginningless, punya papams also have been accumulated from beginninglessly. Therefore, the beginningless jiva has limitless infinitude of karma also. Limitless. How much karma you have to exhaust? Nobody can say, I have only this much. You can't measure and say how much you have. So, the punya papams you accumulated also are limitless, infinite, because from beginningless time we have been accumulating. Anyway, so here, all this we need to understand finally to say, you know, there's no samsara. One thing, Vidyaranya Swami, we're going to see soon in the textbook itself, makes it very clear that the entire cosmos, if we take the whole cosmos, actually, which is said to be the creation, and for which not only Ishvara is the cause, Jiva is also cause. Jivaha and Ishvaraha. Jiveshwarau Jagatkaranau. Look at this. Very interesting, huh? Vidyaranya Swami makes it very clear the fact that the Jagataha Karanam, the cause of the universe, is not just the Ishvara alone. Cause of the universe is Jiva also, which means Jiva and Ishvara, both factors. See, Jiva is an individual factor. Ishvara is a total factor. Jiva and Ishvara together as a whole form the cause of the universe. How? We have to understand here. the Ishwaraha, the Lord as omniscient, the Lord as an omniscient, as a source of all knowledge, as a source of all skill, as a source of all expertise, source of all knowledge, all skill, all expertise. Ishvara, you know, is the contributor of everything is Ishvara. The contributor of knowledge, contributor of expertise, contributor of skill, and contributor of everything is Ishvara, because Ishvara is the source of all knowledge. Whereas, what is the contribution on the part of a jiva? No, if you see, jiva also contributes for this jagat, srishti, contributes for the creation of this world in terms of his accumulated punya papams. Jiva also has contribution on his part for the creation of this world in terms of accumulation of punya papams. Because creation means here, every jiva has to have a body. There can't be something called jiva without having a body. Of course, body is not jiva. Okay, but still, the jiva is not the body, but still jiva needs a body to live this life. Because jiva needs to have a specific body, a particular body, you know, why? So that in keeping with the prarabdha one has, an individual jiva, in keeping with accumulation of one's prarabdha, accumulation of karma, in keeping with the prarabdha karma he has, jiva needs to have a specific body to exhaust the specific punya papas. Therefore, we can't fail to see this fact. It is the whole jagat, the creation of this entire universe is there because every individual has to, jiva has to exhaust one's punya bhavams. Therefore, the creation here is Bhagavan's, Ishwara's, the manifest jagat creation being the manifestation of knowledge. We say it is Ishwara's srishti. Ishwara's srishti also implies what? Jiva's karma. So, individual jiva's punya papams contribute for the attainment of, you know, a specific body, which is also creation. And Ishwara's srishti, okay, Bhagavan also is there as the source of omniscience. Bhagavan also is cause of the universe. And this appreciation of jagat universe being the creation of universe being, the creation being the contribution on the part of Ishvara and the jiva. Vidyaranya Swami mentions this as Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. Srishti Dvaitam. Or Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, or you can say Ishvara Karyam. Bhagavat Srishti Dvaitam. Bhagavat Srishti Dvaitam or Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. How does Jiva contribute for creation? Because of his Punya Papam, he needs a specific body which becomes cause for creation of a body. And Ishvara being the source of omniscience, all knowledge and skill, Ishvara is also, is the cause of the universe. Anyway, therefore, but Vidyarana Swami actually looks at it as Bhagavat Srishti Dvaitam, Bhagavat Karyam, Ishvara Karyam. But if we take this whole of universe, the whole of the creation, how much does an individual jiva, how much is individual jiva associated with? No jiva is associated with the total universe. Every individual has one's own limitation. Every jiva can remain connected, can remain associated only with a very, very small portion of creation, very, very small segment of, small area of creation, small segment of creation. Our Swamiji used to say always, when we have friends, you know, and we go to office, we meet people, we come back, we live with our family, and how much is our world, really speaking? Everyone's world, the so-called huge, what you're worrying about all the time, a very small world. Your family, few members, your work, the people you, whom you know, your friends and relatives, very small world. And these families, everyone has one's own 10 significant people. The 10 significant people in your life become the whole world. Like that here also, no, we can say, Jiva is associated with only a small area, a small portion, a small segment of this huge universe. So now we can say, this world where we live, the world of mortals, Manushya Loka, is this Bhulokaha. This Bhuloka, because we talk about 14 worlds, now we know only this world, Bhulokaha. We don't need to worry about Bhuvaha, Suvaha, no, Atalatala, no, we don't need to worry about it, because we do not know the unknown worlds. In this, even the known world, how much do we know? In this Bhulokaha, you know, and how much are we connected to? How much are we associated with, if you analyze? You know, our association is very, very, the small, tiniest portion of this universe. Our relationship is only with the small, you know, very small group of people. My family, my relatives, my own people, my office people, you are not only that much. Everyone has one's own small group of associates, friends. And how much do we go every day? How much place do we occupy? We occupy very little space, whether you're at home, whether you're in the office, whether you are on the road, wherever we are physically, and the space occupied is very little. The people we know, we associate with, we interact with are very few in number. We take the whole universe, our association is with a very small segment. Similarly, and what do we do now? When we live this life as an individual, associating ourselves with a small group of people, Every individual has association with one's own small group of people, friends, relatives, and associates, and limited area of space, and associates with only limited number of things. We don't do everything. Very few things we do also. Everybody cannot do everything. We are with our own limited number of things we do. Like that, there's limitation in terms of people, in terms of places, in terms of things associated with activities, everything. There is a there's limitation. We have very we associate with very very little of everything, which means every no individual is associated with the total world of everything. No, definitely not. And but still, we every individual has to go through a life of paths of opposites, dvandva anubhavaha. We all, every individual is going through the life of paths of opposites. We go through punyam, papam, sukham, dukkham, labham, nashtam, mana, apamana, honor, dishonor, loss and gain, victory, defeat, pain and pleasure, desirable, undesirable situations. Every human being, every individual has to go through paths of opposites in one's life. And these experience of paths of opposites one goes through in one's life is what actually is nothing but, you know, our it also forms part of our small segment, which in small segment of the whole cosmos, which we are associated with as jivas. Okay, and Vidyanand Swami here gives a name for this. He says, this dvaitam, what is this dvaitam? I am different, my friends are different, my people are different from me, and my own people, my friends, my relatives, my children, my family, this is my house, this is the area where I was born, this I'm associated with, and these are the people, my relatives are living here. No, these are things I'm associated with. I am doing this job, involved in these activities and business. We earn this much money. We have these pleasures. Here I go to holidays, etc. This art of a small portion of the universe, you know, which a jiva is associated with, okay, is said to be Jiva Srishti Dvaitam by Vidyaranya Swami. He calls it Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. Is Dvaitam duality, and this duality is creation of Jiva. So Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. It's also said to be Jiva Bhogyam, Jiva Srishti Dvaitam, or it's a Jiva Bhogyam. Bhogyam means the object of experience. Objects of enjoyment is called Bhogyam. Jiva Bhogyam means what? What is an object of enjoyment is Jiva's world, which is the world, the creation involving duality and associated with the Jiva. Okay? The creation of the duality, the world of duality associated with an individual Jiva. It's called Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. And this world of duality associated with an individual form only, which is actually a small segment of creation, is all said to be an object of enjoyment of Jiva, which is Jiva Bhogyam. Now, already you have seen what? Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, we always called Ishvara Karyam, Bhagavat Srishti Dvaitam, Bhagavat Karyam. We already understood. Now we also understood what is Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. The world of duality associated with Ishvara. The world of duality associated with the Jiva. And Ishvara Karyam Jiva Bhogyam. Bhagavat Karyam is Jiva Bhogyam. Therefore, this the whole universe, we can say, Bhagavan's creation, Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam or Ishvara Karyam, you know, becomes what? Actually, Jiva's objects of enjoyment. Jiva's objects of enjoyment, this Jiva's Bhogyam, what has to be experienced by Jiva is Jiva Bhogyam. So all Punya Papams Jiva has accumulated, and those Punya Papams can be exhausted. See, Jiva's Punya Papams have to be, can be exhausted in terms of experience of pain, paths of opposites, only if, you know, Bhagavat Karyam, you know, Bhagavat Karyam is Jiva Bhogyam. So Bhagavan's Dvaita Srishti becomes an object of experience on the part of Jiva as in terms of, as exhaustion of Jiva's Punya Papams. Therefore, it's also important to understand how the, which aspect of the Ishvara's creation, Ishvara's Srishti becomes Jiva's exhaustion of Punya Papams. Which aspect of Ishvara Srishti becomes the object of enjoyment of Jiva? Okay, that depends upon the everyone's karma. In keeping with the Jiva's individual's karma, in keeping with the individual's karma, the individual's enjoyment of results of actions is, which is Ishvara's creation. Therefore, and here we are going to see in the text, Vidyaranya Swami looks at this whole cosmos as cosmos of Ishvara's creation. That is Bhagavat Karya Prapanchaha. Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha means seeing the whole cosmos as creation of Ishvara is what? Bhagavat Karya Prapanchaha, Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha. And he also says what now? He doesn't say it's only Ishvara Karya Prapancha. What is Ishvara's Karya Prapancha is said to be Jiva's Bhogya Prapanchaha. Very careful, huh? Karyam, Bhogyam. Two different participles. Potential passive participles. Karyam is a potential passive participle. Bhogyam also means is a potential passive participle. Bhogyam to be enjoyed. Karyam yet creation. So Ishvara's creation, the universe of Ishvara's creation is a universe of Jiva's enjoyment. Bhagavan's creation is Ishvara's object of enjoyment. That is Jiva's object of enjoyment. Whatever is an object of enjoyment for a Jiva is Ishvara's creation. It's good to know, isn't it? Ishvara karyam, Bhagavat karyam, Jiva bhogyam. Bhagavat karya prapanchaha is Jiva bhogya prapanchaha. Jivasya bhogya prapanchaha. The world of enjoyment of Jiva is actually the creation of Ishvara. Therefore, Vidyarana Swami looks at this whole universe as two different aspects. As what? As two different parts. As is Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha and Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha. I'm repeating this. Ishwarasya Karya Prapanchaha Yeva, Ishwarasya Karya Prapanchaha and Jivasya Bhogya Prapanchaha. These two parts alone form the whole creation. What is this whole creation? Jivasya Bhogya Prapanchaha and Ishwarasya Karya Prapanchaha together constitute the whole universe. The total creation. The total creation is looked upon in two different forms, as two different parts. One as Ishvara Karya Prapancha and another as Jivasya Bhogya Prapancha. One is, as a universe creation of Ishvara and one object of enjoyment of Jiva. And this is what is said to be Ishvara Dvaitam. Okay? That Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha is otherwise said to be Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. Involving what? Involving subject-object duality. Subject-object duality. The knower known duality, experiencer experienced duality. And this is said to be karyam. This knower known duality, subject object duality, which is the Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, is also said to be what? Ishvara karyam or padarthaha. Padarthaha means meaning of the word. Padasya arthaha padarthaha. Okay. So Ishvara srishti dvaitam. Ishvara karya prapanchaha is involving subject-object duality, is otherwise said to be padarthaha, meaning of the word. Object denoted by a word. Now, very subtle. And what about this jiva bhogya prapanchaha? What is this world of enjoyment of Jiva? The Jiva Bhogya, Jivasya Bhogya Prapanchaha, the universe world of objects of enjoyment of Jiva, as the Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha, which is always said to be Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. or jiva dvaitam is said to be vishayaha. So padarthaha vishayaha. We understand here. Let me make it very clear again. See, jiva bhogya prapanchaha, then Ishvara karya prapanchaha. Ishvara karya prapanchaha is Ishvara dvaitam. Jiva vishaya, jiva bhogya prapanchaha is jiva dvaitam. We have two dual dvaitam. Ishvara dvaitam, jiva dvaitam. Ishvara dvaitam and jiva dvaitam. And Ishvara dvaitam is said to be padarthaha, meaning of the word. Object denoted by the word is padarthaha. And this jiva dvaitam, jivasya bhogya prapanchaha jiva dvaitam, is said to be vishayaha. An interesting thing you want to know. Why this jiva bhogya prapancha or jiva dvaitam is said to be vishayaha? This, why an object is called object? You know that? Vishayaha means object. Vishayaha means object. And here, there's an interesting verb you must know. Vishayaha is called object. Why an object is called Vishayaha? It is said, Visinoti iti Vishayaha. Visinoti iti Vishayaha. Visinoti means that which binds. Badhnati. You can't find the expression, you can't give the meaning. You maybe can give meaning even in English language. Why an object is called object? Like we have, no, we may have roots in, find root and meaning in the Latin or Greek. You may know, you may have, I don't know. But here, why an object is called Vishayaha? Because that which binds is an object. Visinoti means badhnati. That which binds. That's why object is called Vishayaha. And here, Jiva Srishti Dvaitam, Jiva's creation of duality is what now? Vishayaha. And Ishvara's creation of duality is what? Padarthaha. Padarthaha Vishayaha. Are you all with me? Because hereafter, it's a taking off. Vidyarana Swami doesn't want to, we'll be learning a lot of technical terms. It's all for clarity only, not for getting confused. And here, there's no way of becoming vague here. Because we may seem to be not understanding in the beginning, but and as we progress further, Vidyarana Swami is holding on to his small finger. We had to travel along with him, and definitely he will take care of our clarity. Only thing is, we have to be with him. That's all. So here, padarthaha vishayaha. Two terms, remember. Padarthaha vishayaha. What is padarthaha? Ishvara's creation of duality is called padarthaha. Jiva's creation of duality in terms of objects of enjoyment is called vishayaha. Vishayaha is called Vishayaha, Yataha Vishinoti iti Vishayaha, Badhnati iti Vishayaha, that which binds. Vishayaha Padarthaha. So Jiva Srishti Dvaitam Vishayaha, Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam Padarthaha. And here we are going to analyze in this chapter, this twofold duality, which means this entire creation is looked upon as the one in having two parts. One is Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha, Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, and another is Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha, which is Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. In terms of Padarthaha and Vishyaha, and we are going to analyze this twofold dvaitams, twofold duality. What are twofold duality? Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. What is Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam? Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha is Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha is Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. And which otherwise is called Padarthaha and Vishayaha. And that's going to be analysis of this both Dvaitams. Ishvara Karya Prapancha, Ishvara Karya Prapancha, Jiva Bhogya Prapancha. Ishvara Dvaita Srishti, Jiva Dvaita Srishti. Padarthaha, Vishayaha. This duality in this form we're going to analyze. And here we are going to understand the difference between, we are not going to understand the non-difference between Jiva and Ishvara. We are not going to understand the non-difference between Jiva and Ishvara, because Dvaita Prakaranam, don't forget, we are going to understand the difference between Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha and Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha. We are going to understand the difference between Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha, Ishvara Dvaita Srishtihi and Jiva Dvaita Srishtihi. Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. We are going to see there's a twofold Dvaitams. Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. Between these two, the difference is there. You're going to understand that difference, that Dvaitam. So Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha, Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha. Then we are going to understand the Dvaitam of these twofold Dvaitams in terms of understand the difference between the Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam and Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. And this whole chapter is going to present the teaching in terms of the understanding of these twofold Dvaitams. Ishvara Dvaitam, Jiva Dvaitam. Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, Jiva Srishti Dvaitam. Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha and Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha. Padarthaha and Vishayaha. Therefore, this chapter itself is given the title of Dvaita Viveka Prakaranam. Finally, when we understand the difference between these two, that Jiva Dvaitam and Ishvara Dvaitam, or Jiva Karya Prapancha and Ishvara Ishvara Karya Prapancha and Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha, after analyzing, understanding the difference, and we will see how Vidyaranya Swami makes us understand that Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam is not at all responsible for our samsara. Okay, Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam is not at all in any way responsible for our samsara. At the same time, we'll understand in what age samsara karanam, you can make out now. It is jiva srishti dvaitam, jiva srishti dvaitam alone definitely causes the samsara. Our samsara, this life of misery, life of problems, the life of struggles, the life of this transmigration of going through continuously paths of opposites, lots of anxiety, you know, fraught with the fear, known as samsara, is purely caused by jiva srishti dvaitam, not Ishvara srishti dvaitam. Therefore, now, how can I become free from bondage of samsara? If the question arises, for moksha, for muktihi, for freedom, liberation from this bondage of samsara caused by jiva srishti dvaitam. No, one has to live one's life in tune with, in harmony with Bhagavan's dvaitam, srishti dvaitam, without disturbing the order in Bhagavan's Ishvara srishti dvaitam. If we live, it is possible for us to discover moksha. Therefore, we need not, we mean what? Ishvara srishti, Ishvara karya prapanchaha, Ishvara srishti dvaitam. The padarthaha is beautiful, wonderful. We need not do anything there. All that we need is, the whole effort of an individual must be in tackling, in dealing with, in handling this one's own problem in terms of jiva srishti dvaitam. And if we understand this, jiva srishti dvaitam can be resolved in Ishvara srishti dvaitam, Ishvara karya prapancha. So, jiva bhogya prapanchaha can be resolved in Ishvara karya prapanchaha. Jiva srishti dvaitam can be resolved in Ishvara dvaitas, Ishvara srishti dvaitam. And jiva dvaitam can be transferred, converted into Ishvara dvaitam. This conversion of jiva srishti dvaitam into Ishvara srishti dvaitam, or resolving the jiva srishti dvaitam in Ishvara srishti dvaitam, is said to be jnanam, wisdom. This is what is jnanam and wisdom. Therefore, how can we do that? Jiva srishti dvaitam can be resolved in Ishvara srishti dvaitam. Jiva dvaitam can be changed into Ishvara dvaitam simply by changing, simply by resolving the jiva status. It means the notion of being a jiva, called jiva bhavaha. So how can I resolve this notion of being a jiva? The jiva bhavaha, the attitude of seeing oneself as jiva, this can be resolved. This can be changed into the vision of, you know, all that is Ishvara. What is only Bhagavan. Okay, what is only Bhagavan means one has already resolved the Jiva Srishti Dvaitam in Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. Even though a wise person, as the one who sees everything as Ishvara, seeing everything as Ishvara means he sees Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam also as relative. Absolutely, he sees Ishvara as the only source of duality. And in that Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, one who resolves one's Jiva Srishti Dvaitam as Jiva Bhogya Prapancha should be resolved in Ishvara Karya Prapancha. Then even though as a wise person lives in this world of duality, still that person is who has resolved the Jiva Srishti Dvaitam in Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, resolved his Jiva Bhogya Prapancha in Ishvara Karya Prapancha, resolved the Vishaya in Padartha, was resolved the very Jiva Bhava in the vision of Ishvara Bhava. All that is, there is only Bhagavan. When you say it is Ishvara Bhava, I am here, the world is, Ishvara is, I am worshipping and praying means it's a Jiva Bhava. So Jiva Bhava has been resolved in Ishvara Bhava. Cognitively, then there is Muktihi. For such a person of such a vision, no, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. Now we understand, see in Bhagavad Gita, and such a person is free from samsara bandha, and there is no samsara for him. So, in resolving Jiva Dvaitam, in Ishvara Dvaitam, there is freedom. And you see, the Ishvara Dvaitam also is Mithya. You see, non-dual Ishvara as the only Ishvara. There is Muktihi. There is no Jiva Dvaita Prapancha at all outside of Ishvara. Resolving it. Therefore, if we are all the time caught up, the mind is all the time is, you know, handling and dealing with situations within the realm of Jiva Srishti Dvaitam, there's no way of one's appreciation of Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. If we can cognitively through understanding can resolve the Jiva Srishti Dvaitam, we can say the seeming Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam also can be resolved in absolute non-advaitam Brahma. Therefore, it is very important for us to be to be aware of Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. Thereby, we will be free from Jiva Srishti Dvaitam, which is moksha, which is jnanam. Okay. Let us read the first verse now. Before I enter, let me ask you the question. I've been talking too many words. And is it clear now? Okay. Now, with this understanding, let us enter into the very first verse. Ishvarenapi jivena. Ishvarenapi jivena. Srishtam dvaitam vivichyate. Ishvarenapi jivena. Srishtam dvaitam vivichyate. Viveke sati jivena. Heyo bandhas puti bhavet. I remember our dear Sandra wants word by word meaning. I will take care of it hereafter. I do tell the meanings, but at some time I get excited and move ahead because I don't want people to feel bored with too much things. But now I don't mind because I had to use Sanskrit. Okay. Ishvarenapi jivena srishtam dvaitam vivichyate. Viveke sati jivena. Viveke sati jivena. Heyo bandhas puti bhavet. Heyo bandhas puti bhavet. See, here, dvaitam vivichyate. First take the verb there, vivichyate. Vivichyate means discerned. Discriminated, discerned. Vivichyate is discerned. What is discerned here? Dvaitam vivichyate. Dvaitam is discerned, which means the twofold dvaitams. And this dvaitam is discerned. Okay. How jivena srishtam dvaitam ekam, ishvarena srishtena srishtam dvaitam anyat. Jivena srishtam dvaitam ekam. One duality is creation of Ishvara, another duality is creation of Jiva. So Jiva also has created dvaitam. Ishvara also has created dvaitam. But there is a Jishvara dvaitam, there is a Jiva dvaitam. And here, Ishvarena dvaitam srishtam, Jivena api dvaitam srishtam. Duality has been created by Jiva as well as Ishvara. Jiva srishtihi, Ishvara srishtihi. Jiva's creation of duality, Ishvara's creation of duality. Therefore, twofold duality we have, and they are discerned now. Dvaitam is discerned, duality is discerned. Which duality is discerned from which? Ishvarena srishtam dvaitam, jivena srishtam dvaitam vivichyate. So here it is discerned. We have to understand what is Ishvara srishtihi, what is jiva srishtihi. Srishtihi means duality. Okay. When we talk about creation, srishtihi means a beautiful feminine gender word. Srishtihi, creation. And srishtihi, once you talk about creation, duality comes. Okay. And the duality comes. So therefore, Ishvarena srishtam dvaitam. and Jivana Srishtam Dvaitam. Therefore, the twofold Dvaitams, twofold dualities. And we have to discern what is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam, what is Ishara Srishtam Dvaitam. What is duality? The creation of Jiva. What is duality? Creation of Ishvara. No. So, Ishvarena Jivena Srishtam Dvaitam Vivichyate. Okay. So, duality created by Jiva and duality created also by Ishvara now is discerned here. Once discerned, what happens? Viveke sati. Vivekaha means discriminative understanding is called vivekaha. Lack of delusion is called vivekaha. Once we are free from delusion. Once we have clear discriminative understanding of what is Ishvara Dvaitam, what is Jiva Dvaitam, which means what is Ishvara's creation, what is Jiva's creation. If we have this difference, we understand Jiva Srishti and Ishvara Srishti difference. It's called Vivekaha. Discriminative understanding of what is Jiva's creation, what is Ishvara's creation, then that viveke sati. It's called sati saptami in Sanskrit grammar. Whenever we use the locative case, yada vivekaha bhavati tada, to say that you can use seventh case. It's called sati saptami. Viveke sati. Vivekam irukkindra podu. When there is discriminative understanding, when discriminative understanding happens, viveke sati. Sandra, are you there? Viveke sati. When there is discriminative understanding. Okay. If I see your face, I'll be inspired to talk, spilt every word and tell you. That's why. Viveke sati, when there is discriminative understanding, then what happens? Jivena bandaha heyaha. Heyaha. Heyo is the sandhi now. Heyo. Heyaha. Heyaha. Okay. Heyaha. You know, given up, resolved. What is resolved here? What is given up there? Bandha. Bondage will be removed. Viveke sati. If this discriminative understanding is there, then bondage will be resolved. By whom? By Jiva. Ishvara has no bondage. Jiva alone has bondage. So, Jivena Bandaha Heyaha. The bondage will be resolved by Jiva. It means Jiva will become free from bondage. And Sputi Bhavet. Sputi Bhavet. You know, Sputi Bhavet means Sputi. See, Sputa. Sputi means clarity, okay? The person of clear vision. So, Sputi, this fact will become clear. This teaching will become clear. Sputi Bhavet, this will become clear. And this is how one can convert oneself from actually not physical conversion. One can cognitively, intellectually convert oneself from being a Jiva to Ishvara. One can resolve the Jiva status. One can take ownership of, one can claim Ishvara status. So this will become clear. Sputi bhavet. This will be clear. What will be clear? No, how this bondage is resolved by Jiva. How bondage is resolved by Jiva? When this discriminative understanding of Jiva Srishti, Jiva Dvaitam and Ishvara Dvaitam, Jiva Srishtihi and Ishvara Srishtihi become clear. I'm sure we understood everything very clearly. Ishvarena Jivena Dvaitam Srishtam. And that Dvaitam Vivichyate. That Dvaitam here implies creation. Okay. The duality created can be said to be creation. There is Jiva Srishtihi and Ishvara Srishtihi. There is Jiva Dvaitam, Ishvara Dvaitam. This has to be discerned. This is discerned here. Once this discriminative understanding happens and bondage on the part of Jiva is resolved, this will become clear. It will be clear. Sputi bhavet. Any question here? Actually, all beautiful definitions, every definition in crisp, clean language, we are going to come across in this chapter. Any question here?
Which is the word for when here? Because it's a when discrimination.
Yeah, no, there is no word for when. I explained to you, whenever this Sati Saptami, in Sanskrit grammar, Sati Saptami, there's something called Sati Saptami. See, whenever you want to say, use when, for example, Yada Vivekaha Bhavati. Yada Vivekaha Bhavati. When discrimination happens, discriminative understanding happens. Tada Bandaha Heyaha Bhavati. Then bondage becomes resolved. Bondage will be negated. Tada Bandaha Heyaha Bhavati. Yada Vivekaha Bhavati. Tada Bandaha Heyaha Bhavati. Is it clear now? I'm using Yada Tada. In poetry, instead of using Yada Tada long sentence, Viveke Sati. Yada Vivekaha Asti. Tada Bandaha Heyaha Bhavati. When there is Vivek, let us use Asti verb, it's easier. Yada Vivekaha Asti, Tada Bandaha Heyaha Bhavati. When the bondage becomes resolved, when there is discriminative understanding, to say that, you can use the locative case. Viveke, remember now, Rame, like Krishna, Viveke Sati. What is implied is when there is Viveka. If there is Viveka, then bondage becomes resolved. Which means the bondage itself is because of lack of discriminative understanding of what is Jiva's creation, what is Ishvara's creation. You understand Ishvara's creation is so beautiful, problem-free, flawless. Then Jagadeva Nandanavanam. If you don't understand Ishvara's creation, and your creation alone will be there. The whole bondage is Swayam Krita Aparadaha. Swayam Krita Aparadaha means what? In fact, Adi Shankara Bhagavata Pada has been a beautiful stotram. It's called, Aparadha Kshamapana Stotram. Swayam Krita Aparadaha. Nobody else in the world is responsible for any trauma you are going through. It's all your own creation. There is this dvaita, your own jiva srishti, your perception, your assumption, your calculation, your everything. It's all your own. For jiva srishtihi, jiva srishti dvaitam is responsible for samsara. Therefore, once the viveka is there, there's no viveka now. What we lack is vivekaha. If we have viveka, then there's no problem. There's no bondage at all. The whole bondage is created by our srishti. It's our creation. Dvaita srishti. Our creation means jiva srishti dvaitam is the cause of bondage. If we have distinct understanding of what is isha srishti dvaitam, then it will become resolved in that samsara also will be resolved. So viveke sati bandaha heyaha. Jivena bandaha heyaha. Sputi bhavet. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.